Let's talk to Sir John Randall, who is standing down. Good morning to you, Sir John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Do you resent the fact there's all this fuss and attention about Boris Johnson? You never got that sort of fuss and attention when you were elected back in 1997.
Well, funnily enough, there are two answers to that. One is I don't resent it at all because, actually, any publicity for Uxbridge and South Ruislip, we've had a flurry of media people around, and it's been good for trade in the town and around it. So that's very good as a retailer myself.
Yeah.
So that's a plus. But actually, strangely enough, my election to Parliament was the first by-election after Tony Blair's landslide victory.
You're quite right, so
and
it was.
And I had more media attention in those few weeks than I ever needed after that, which is one of the reasons I've always eschewed publicity.
Yeah, you've been what some might call a low-profile MP, one who just cracks on and gets on with the job.
Well, I like to think I do, yeah.
What, but you did rise the ranks. You were Deputy Chief Whip, which was a very powerful position.
Well, up to a point.
You're being very modest, Sir John. Well, now, what about Boris Johnson? Are you a fan?
Well, I'm a fan of Boris in as far as I think he's done a great job as mayor. I knew him, obviously, when he was in Parliament before. He's a great guy. There should be a health warning issued with all this speculation, of course, is that I don't even know whether he's going to put his hat into the ring for the seat. And obviously there's a selection process, and he's got to get onto the shortlist, and then he's got to win a vote of all the membership of Uxbridge and South Ruislip Conservatives. So there's some way to go. So if I say he's a great guy, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm endorsing him. Doesn't mean it one way or the other, because I've got to remain strictly neutral. I don't want anybody accusing me of trying to favour one candidate over another.
Do you think, Sir John, he's been an effective mayor of London in the respect that he won London for a second time? Has he got what it takes to be leader of the Conservative Party and indeed Prime Minister?
I don't know whether I'm really qualified. You know, without giving you the stock answer, which is there is no vacancy, which obviously there is no vacancy at the moment, I think he would be up among the sort of the front runners in such a thing. One would also have to decide who the others were. Of course, the thing is, there's a very good chance, actually, although I don't know how tongue-in-cheek it was Boris himself said, but there's actually some truth in it, that the chances are that the next leader of the Conservative Party might not even have entered Parliament yet, because it may be some time. You can never sort of guess that the people who are being put forward now are actually going to be in the running at the time, whenever that might be.
If you were a betting man, and don't tell me you're not a betting man, if you were a betting man and Boris does go for the seat, would you assume he'd get it?
If he would become a Conservative candidate?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's got slightly better odds than others because of his high profile, but he is a bit of a Marmite politician. So there might be those who say, you know, we love Boris, but do we want him here? There'll be others say, wouldn't it be fantastic to have Boris? I'm sure it'd swell our membership numbers and all sorts of things. We'd sell out or garden party and dinner that he's attending, much more than the promise of John Randall rattling on about the intricacies of Balkan affairs, or bird-watching for that matter. It's difficult to say. Actually, you know, you're obviously, you know a lot about these things. It can actually be down to what happens on the night. I've seen a lot of things over time where a favourite has gone into a selection meeting and fluffed the speech and has not impressed the audience. So it's a far from a shoo-in, but he's got a reasonable chance, I would have thought.
And if you were putting money on it, Sir John, how much would you put on Boris to be the MP for Uxbridge and South Ruislip at the next general election?
Well, having put £10 on myself, actually £20, I lie, on myself in 97 at 9-2 against, which were pretty favourable odds in a two-horse race, because they didn't think I'd win. I think in betting terms, I'll stick on that.
£20.
Yeah.
What's his odds? We'll have to check.
I have no idea.
We'll check.
I wouldn't be able to do it because as somebody who will have a vote on that evening as a member of the association, I think that would be insider dealing.
Very good to talk to you. That's Sir John Randall, who's standing down as the Conservative MP for Uxbridge and South Ruislip.